Time now for a look at legal issues in Switzerland with our segment, It's the Law. Stephanie Fold with the BCCC Attorneys at Law joins me now. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
Now, today's topic is employee representation and consultation. So are employees entitled to management representation or to be consulted about issues that affect them?
Well, actually, Swiss law does not provide for employee representation in the management. There's no obligation to have a member of the employees sitting on the board of directors. That's the rule.
Okay, so are employees consulted or is their consent required for major transactions?
Well, since actually 1994, Switzerland has a new act, which is called a Federal Act on Participation Rights for Employees. And this law actually provides that in certain matters, employees have to be informed and or consulted when these decisions are taken by the employer. This law also provides that what conditions employees can have a representation. 50 employees in an employment relationship can have a representation. Typically, that is the sort of rule which is set in this legislation.
Okay, so what types of matters would the representatives be informed or consulted about by management?
Well, generally, it's matters like employment safety matters, anything related to safety and health, transfer of business, mass dismissal, or accession to pension funds organizations when there's big major changes in those.
Okay, so what does the information or consultation imply for the employer in these particular situations?
Well, let's just take employment safety matters. Large companies, where there's a product unit, have to have a rule on health and safety procedures. And of course, you need the participation of the employees to be able to respect them. So the employer will set up internal rules with guidances and the employees will be consulted, and you usually have the employees who are consulted and give their input on these rules.
Okay, so let's take business transfers. Why are there strict requirements of information or consultation in these cases?
Well, because what happens in a business transfer is the day the company changes and a new employer comes in, the employment relation is automatically transferred to the new employer, which means that the employee has a new boss, literally, without having been informed of it or chosen him. So the idea is that the employee can say, if he wants to go to this new entity, gets information about this new entity, that he knows the new employment conditions, because it might have important changes on his relationship and he might have to also change location. So the idea is that he can possibly oppose to this transfer.
Okay, so what are the remedies that are available if an employer fails to comply with its consultation duties? Can employees actually take action to prevent any proposals going ahead?
Well, in important mergers or acquisitions, it is possible actually for the employee to temporarily restrain the order and get an impediment not to inscribe the merger. But it will still take place at one point. The other remedy is that he can get 2 months actually salary on top of normal salary possibilities if the authorities are not consulted in a mass dismissal.
Okay. All right. Well, are there any recommendations you have?
Well, typically for employers, I'd say get clear information about when and how you need to proceed with information and consultation duties, or get clear advice about what has to be done and said and who has to be involved. And for employees, I'd say get mixed in and participate in your employment relationship and get immediate advice as to what information you are entitled to.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Alex.
That's Stephanie Fold with BCCC Attorneys at Law for our segment, It's the Law. If you have any questions or comments for the show, you can send them to studio@worldradio.ch.